Okay. First of all, thank you very much for agreeing to talk with us. Can you just, for the record, can you just state your full name, please?
My name is Ndaba David Nzunga.
Okay. Okay. David, how old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21. So were you born here in Ramaluzi?
No, I was born in the farm.
You were born in the Plas. And where was that?
It's Good Hope, just there in the Franciscan district.
So close by.
Yes, it's about 20 kilometers away here.
Okay. And I'm assuming that your parents were working on the farm.
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of work were they doing on the farm?
Just they were plowing, doing all the stuff of the farm.
Okay. And how long did you stay on that farm?
I was born there and I stayed there about until I was 16 years.
16 years old.
I think so, yeah,
Okay.
16.
Okay. So, tell us, and feel free to tell us anything about that. Tell us about what it was like growing up on the farm.
It was very, very good because I didn't know anything about the life of location. Life was very, very easy and simple for me because everything you needed, you get it. Unlike here, the location, because you seem to spend a lot if you need some things.
So what kinds of things, when you say if you need it, you get it? What do you, what's...
At the farm, they used to eat milk. Everything is there. You don't need to buy and go to a shop to look out for this and this. Yeah, the location is a struggling. First of all, you buy electricity, you buy food, you buy everything. But at the farm, you don't see anything when they buy it. It seems like the owner of the farm is providing them,
Okay, and what kind of house did you live in there on the farm, and you with your family?
We were not living in something like this shack. We were living in a proper house. A 4-room house.
And water and electricity situation?
Yeah, there was electricity. Everything was there. Electricity was there.
Water, okay. Did you go to school at the farm school?
Yes, I started to attend the school there at the farm. Firstly, it was a crèche preschool. Yes, and I went to the school there at the farm from grade 1 up until grade 7, which is standard 5.
Standard five. Okay, and again, just tell us a little bit about that school. Was it, I mean, the character of the education and
Yeah, education at the farm is good, Teachers are paying attention and doing their work full time because I started to see a difference while I arrived here at the location because here at the location they are teaching according to the periods, like 30 minutes each teacher 30 minutes, 30 minutes. Then that was a little bit different to the farms because at the farms one teacher at a time and everything becomes easy because you get used to the teacher, you see.
Okay, and in terms of the availability of like books and materials and other things like that.
Yeah, books were always available because they've got surplus of books because maybe the student are about 30 to 40 or 50, but some of them are still available at their storeroom.
Okay. And how about the relationship with between your family and the farmer? How was it in terms of that on that side?
Yeah, the farmer, you mean the owner of the farm?
That's right.
Okay. The relationship was very good because that white people or those white people, they were just good people like others. They respect each other. Yeah, they know what a person is,
Were they Afrikaners?
Yeah, they were
The
Afrikaners.
Afrikaners there. Okay. And tell us some things about what you did on that farm as a child, the kinds of things, how you spent your time.
I was playing soccer at the farm and like to be a soccer journalist, Usually when people are playing, I used to be like a commentator, because that was in my blood since I was born, Then unfortunately, I didn't get my dream come true after so far.
Okay. And in terms of like recreation things, game things that you did on the farm, did you have could you go anywhere you wanted to?
Anywhere I wanted to, no, I didn't go anywhere where I wanted to go at the farm, because of every time you are at the farm, you don't go anywhere else, because it seems like you don't care of other places, because where you are staying is comfortable, because you are staying with a lot of people that you know, mm-hmm. and you are comfortable with them, you know. Every morning you wake up, you see this person because you know him and you enjoy playing with him or her.
Okay. Now, you're 21 years old, so that, if I got my math correct, that means you were born in about 1986.
Yes, 86.
That's correct. Mm. Okay. So by the early 1990s, you were about 4 or 5 years old, years old, yeah? So. Mm. When things started, some of the changes started. What do you remember about that time when things in the country and that were starting to change after the unbanning of the ANC and the liberation movement?
I didn't know a lot about politics then or anything that happens around the world, you know. But more interested, I was interested in the soccer, you know. That was one thing come in my mind.
Okay.
But other things I know, they didn't come in my mind like politics. I only learn about politics maybe when I was in standard 5, yeah, at least saw a direction what was happening then.
Okay.
And by the last year, Mr. F.W. de Klerk was the president.
Right.
Yes, I used to watch the news with my father then. He wasn't understanding English, you know. Like, I used to ask him, what is he saying there, you know. But then it does not translate well.
Okay. And what do you remember about 1994, about April, not when things, when the elections and that period? What do you remember about that period?
About the elections, I do remember when people of the farm come to the elections here. Yes, I did come here at the location to see what's happening, and I was there climbing a tractor that was coming here, and there were a lot of queues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the secondary schools of this location, there were a lot of queues, and I definitely knew that there are elections here, people are here to vote. Then some of them voted at the secondary schools here in the location, some of them in the public hall, some of them in town hall, you know. Yeah, that's where I ended. I was in town then to see how people are going to the election, because there were, or rather there were tapes there that stopping people to not cross over there. Yeah, but I was still young. I only saw that action, that people are voting. And there were a lot of people, you know, that were voting there.
So did all the your family and all the workers in the farm, they came to vote?
Yeah, they did come to vote.
Okay. Mm. And what was your father and your mother at that time telling you about this whole thing?
They were telling me that people are voting for the political party that they like, and then there was this motto of the politics that your vote is your voice, or your vote is your secret, you don't have to tell anyone, mm-hmm. with the party that you voted for. Yeah, that was something like that then.
So you remember that time quite well, huh?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, because you were probably what, about 8 years old by that stage. Yeah,
I remember.
And did you feel, even as a young 8-year-old at that point, and your family, that there was a sense of excitement about things that were coming because of this, or not?
My father liked politics, you know, and I used to spend the time with him while I'm still coming and growing up. And then we used to argue with him about the new organizational that is, or rather the ruling party now. We used to argue that these people are not delivering, and they are not doing this and this and this correct, you know. According to him, he started to stop me that, no, I must focus on things, what they are doing, do not look at the things that I think they can do, you know. Yeah, then I used to see we will never be in the same party or organizational party or political party.
Okay, so he was a very strong supporter of the government.
Yeah, he did like watching news. I think he was a supporter.
Okay. All right, and what about in school? Did anything, what changed? Let me put it this way. After 1994, did anything change on the farm, the way, the life that you'd experienced before? in terms
yeah,
of
everything changed after that. I saw that the farm owners put the a prepaid electricity, whereby you have to take out some money and they buy you electricity, you know. But before, there was nothing like that. They were just coming and write the meter of the electricity that, no, seems like nothing is happening. You were not buying electricity, but they were paying for the electricity. And what else changed? They started to give people milk for free. And I used to hear that when my father talks. And when you want a wood to make fire, then those things also, they were buying them. But before, they were not buying them after 94.
So what, how did you understand why those changes? Did at the time when you were young, why did you understand that, why that changed?
Yeah, the only one thing that makes me understand why they changed, there were other people that were starting to make to join the unions, you see, the farmers unions. And you know, like my father, when he used to talk to my mother, I used to listen sometimes. Maybe an ear is something that you hear when somebody's talking. And he used to say that the farm owner told them that to go to that Mandela and maybe he will provide them with anything, you see. Then I used to hear that, okay, there are some changes about the ruling of the ANC, you know.
So did you think as a young, when you were, did you think that, that the changes had made the relationships worse on the farm? Or how did you feel as a young child?
No, the new ruling of the ANC has changed the relationship a lot. A lot of changes have happened then. So I saw that the ANC has come with difference to the owners of the farm and the workers. Some of the workers, they were not trusted by the owners of the farm sometimes, according to my point of view. Because even if you maybe lend a tractor to come to bring some food for your children here at the location, they were just estimating you a time. But to some people, there was no time estimation.
Okay. Mm. And you stayed on that farm all throughout the 1990s, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
As the time, so after maybe the first or second year after 94, when these changes started happening, what were there any differences in, like, let's say, from 96 to 2000? The kinds of things that you were able to do on the farm, the living, the standard, the housing, the basic services?
Yeah, the things that you were not able to get at the farm then was the street lights. They starting to install the street lights, and like I used to hear at the radio, the journalist of the radio talks that they must, the farmers owners, they must provide with the street lights and provide the transport for the people who live in the farm every month to come to town and do anything that they like. And they must now start to make some things like the bank account for the people who live in the farms and so on. You see, I started to see that there are some differences now that are coming.
Okay. And in terms of your family life in your own home, were things still good, or did they start shifting as well?
Yeah, they were living a very good life at the farm. Yeah, they were living a good life. There was nothing bad for them anyway.
Okay. You said you then you lived there until you were 16.
Mm.
That means about 2002, right?
I lived there, yeah, until 2002.
So just one question: did you also have to help on the farm?
Yeah, I helped. Yeah, I helped there.
What kind of work?
Like when they have planted maize, we used to pour the fertilizer. You see, yeah, to fertilize the plant.
Mm. And did you, like, were you just helping your father, or
were you? No, they were giving us the so-called peace jobs, you know, during the school holidays. Yeah, during the school holidays.
Okay, so just getting a little bit of extra spending money.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy that, or did you not like that?
No, I didn't like it. Because if I were like it, I should have been working there now.
Okay, what were you wanting to do during your school holidays instead? What would you have preferred?
At school.
No, when you were out, instead of going and doing the fertilizer, what would you have preferred to be doing?
I prefer to be working at radio anyway.
At a radio station, okay. And you've mentioned this about being a commentator. Where did that interest come from? How did you come by that interest?
You know, when you listen to radio, someone makes you interested, you know, and the kind of music also, you know, mm-hmm. everything is just there when you need to play music, because I think I like music and I also want to be a DJ, you know. Yeah, and soccer also is too close to radio. Some of the commentators, they comment on the radio, you know. But also in television, I can make it.
Okay. Mm. All right. So, when you left the farm, why did you leave the farm? Because you needed to go to a different school. Why did you leave the farm?
My father left the farm because they sold it, that farm. Yeah, they sold it. Then they started to tell them to move to the location.
The new owners.
Yeah, the new owners.
Okay, so did was it just your father, or was it most of all the workers on the farm?
All of the workers.
And why was that? Was the new people, they weren't farming anymore, or what was the situation?
They were not working like before. Their owner, they were not working like they were plowing and so on. That guy is just working with the cows.
Okay, so it was turned into a cattle farm or cattle ranch. Mm. Okay. So your whole family moved with you here, and you came to Ramaluzi.
Mm, we came to Ramaluzi.
Why Ramaluzi? It was because it was the closest place, or what?
The closest place.
And what, and family and other? Did you have any family here?
Yes, it's my brother.
He was already living here.
Yes, he's living here.
Okay. No, but was he already there when your family moved from the farm? He was already in Ramaluzi. Mm. Okay. And tell us a little bit about that first year here, or first 2 or 3 years in Ramaluzi, what it was like, and where your living conditions, your situation, your schooling.
It was a little bit difficult because I was not used to many people here. Even if at the school, I was a little bit scared of to see a lot of children in one classroom, you know, because at the farm we are almost a school. Like this one class of the school here, or rather the secondary school here. Yeah, I was almost scared. You know, when you start to arrive at the place, you seem to be cool, you know, to start to see, or rather to acclimatize with the situation. But I get used to it, and that thing has just gone like that, and I got used to it, and everything became simple.
And what about the living situation when you arrived here in the town for your family?
Because I started to come here when I was doing grade 8, which is standard 6. My parents have still been at the farm when I come here. They have just built a small shelter. And I started to stay here with my sister and attending the school. But the conditions was not good because I was separated with my parents, because I used to miss them. You know, I always spend the time with them before now. It's a challenge to live with a sister only, parents left behind, you know. But every weekend, I was just managed to go to them.
And the shack that you were staying in, where was that?
It was still here.
It was on this property.
Mm.
So this here is your sister's tent?
No, it's my father's.
Oh, okay.
Mm, my parents and me.
Right. So were they allocated the stand when you got here, or was it before that?
It was before that.
So he had this stand already?
He had a stand already, yes.
Okay. Mm. And he had built this makuku here?
Mm.
Okay, so you just moved in?
Mm.
Okay.
But by the time they come here, they just extend it.
Okay, they've extended it, okay.
Right. And then, I'm just curious, when did your parents leave the farm?
2002.
So, yeah, quite recently. And why did they, do you know why they left the farm?
Sorry, we already asked that question.
So yes.
That's fine.
It's because of the farm owner started to sell the farm and another one bought it.
Okay, so, excuse me. So you arrived here. Tell us a little bit, by that time you were 16 years old. You were talking about being a little bit afraid of being around so many people. But in terms of the place, as Ramaluzi, this was the first time you'd lived anywhere else besides the farm. What were your other experiences, let's put it that way, when you first moved here?
I started to see that it's a lot of people living here, and anything you need, you have to go to town maybe, or you have to go to the shops at the location, or this is a big place. Everything you need, you have to put effort, you know. But I used to stick to my friends from the farm, and we do things together, you know, unlike doing it alone, because you don't know anything about the location. You know?
So most of your friends and others, they moved here as well when the farm closed down or changed.
Yeah, it's like some of them were front in standard or in grades of the school, you know, in standard. Some of them get them here because they came here before.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about what it was like in school, changing the school, coming from the farm school to the high school here in Ramaluzi.
You have to get used to the teachers of the school because they are different. Is this one coming maybe a man, after that come a woman, you know, coming and teaching you in different languages or in different ways, then you seem to be afraid. He or she does not look like that one at the farm, you know, because you get used to it. Even after school, you get a chance to talk to him or her.
Okay, and the kind of education that you were receiving, the differences in the way you were being taught and what you were learning and things?
There were differences, you know, because maybe at the farm, sometimes when the teacher is exhausted, then the rest of the school relax a little bit, and you are not encouraged to read and do this unless you push yourself, you know. Yeah, but here at the location, they will tell you that you must read, you must complete your homework, you know. Every day you are under pressure, but at the farm, it was not every day where you will get the homework. And even you get the homework, you maybe get one job of homework or one subject. Here at the location, maybe the rest of the teachers will give you homework and you have to submit it the following day, you see.
Okay, and did you start feeling when you started attending school here that you were moving up in terms of your education, that it was a better kind of situation?
Yeah, I'm moving up because before I wasn't even able to speak maybe English, you know. Yeah, then I saw that there's a difference coming in. With my brother also, he was staying with me and I started to enjoy that, and he was encouraging me that now things seem to be a little bit different.
Okay. And what about, you mentioned like when you lived on the farm, most things were fairly easy to, like there was the water, even though you had prepaid electricity. Mm. What was it like when you moved here with your sister to try to get the basic services?
Yeah, you know, always you used to hear parents say, now we're doing grocery for you and this one goes with us at the farm.
Mm-hmm.
So now I started to see that they have to spend for us, and then you have to go and pay the rent at the municipality office. And so I started to saw that now things are different. Now they're starting to pay, the expenses are increasing now. You know.
So you paid rent for the stand.
Mm.
How much was that?
It's up to you how much you pay according to the discussion with the office of the municipality. It's like 150 rent.
Per month?
Mm. You can even skip a month. Not pay.
And does that include water?
Yeah, does that include the water?
Okay. And what did you, in terms of your life as a young teenager, because when you came 16, 17, that's a time when you're wanting to do a lot of things. How did you find living in the location on that front, the social side of things?
Yeah, I started to see to living in location, you get a lot of information and I get the farm, you know. But I started to see that I can do now things on my own and start to talk to a lot of people to share their ideas, because you'll get some good ideas from people. But I learned that all the people will not be good. Some of them will give you wrong information, but you have to choose from right and wrong one. You know? Then I started to see that I have to seek information to right people and use it correctly.
Okay. And as you began to gain this information and be exposed to new kinds of things, how did that impact for you? You mentioned earlier that you'd always been interested in arguing with your father about politics. Mm-hmm. How did that interest you on the political side of things?
Yeah, I started to see now things and watch the news with him now. I started to knew anything and understand a little bit. Then I started to show him the conditions that why I'm going with this organizational party, why is he going with this? I started to show the difference. Why is he going with this one? Why I'm going with this one?
And when you say that you started to see the difference, what was the difference?
Okay, can I mention anyway, be specific?
Yes, please, be specific. Okay.
I started to see that he goes with ANC because of the differences that happen at the farm, you see. Then I started to show him, show him that the Democratic Alliance that I'm favoring, it has this and this and this, even if it didn't go. Because they used to say it's for whites only. And I started to tell him that, no, the difference is this. This one have never been ruled before. And it will maybe come to rule. It's an oppositional party. But you seem to make a confusion here that NNP have been the ruling before. Then you want to say DA ruled before. Then that was the difference that they were making, or rather the confusion that they were making there.
And just out of curiosity, how did you get interested in the DA?
You know, I like Tony Leon from the first time he talked in the parliament. He's very, very, arguing a man, you know. When he talks, he emphasizes a thing, you know. But some of the people avoiding questions and doing all the stuff. And I started to see that these guys of ANC, and from the radio and from the side of people when they were talking, right here, the location is, they are talking that, no, like ANC, they are the causa what, they are the causa organizational party, you see. Then I started to see that them as a black, they started to isolate each other to ANC. Then I see that I can go with DA now. It's got a lot of opportunity maybe if it comes to the ruling.
So when did you formally joined? How old were you?
No. By the time I wanted to join, my father started to reproach me not to go with the politics. But afterward, then I joined it. Yes, I did join it.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about what that's... Because it's clear that this area is very, very heavy ANC area. Mm. Yeah, mostly. Mm, yeah?
Mostly.
So how has it been for you when you made that political choice to go with the party that is seen by lots of people as being on the other side?
No, one thing... for sure that I told myself is that I've got the right to choose any organizational party I like, and no one will tell me. For the first time, there was the by-elections when members of the ANC, I've been in ANC before, mm-hmm. because of my father's choice. You know, I joined the youth league. After that, the membership expired, and during the elections of the... what committee, then I met with the ANC members. They started to see me shaking hands with white, then they asked me, am I sure that I'm going with white? Then I told the guy that no, it's not like they are white only. For example, Joe Raseremane, he's black. Then I don't have to be afraid that they are white. And some of the councillors are blacks here and they are in DA. Then I promised to talk to him later about that. I'm not in a mood to talk to him with the politic during that time.
Okay, and how have you followed that? How has the experience been for you in being a political person or someone who is supporting a party that is not very popular in the place you live?
Yeah, I like it because it's to be in an opposition party is good because you're throwing them with challenges. But when you are in the ruling, a lot of challenges are coming to you because you promise people this, you promise them this, then you don't achieve them once, you know. But then you must remember that opposition party is behind you. You must think from your toes, try to make by all means that you deliver. If you don't deliver, they are here.
Okay.
And why do you think opposition party is unnecessary?
It's unnecessary.
Why is it necessary?
It is necessary because if it's not there, for example, look at Zimbabwe, Mugabe. There is no opposition party, or rather the strong opposition party like DA, for instance. Mugabe is only working for his pocket. why does he retrench all the shops and so and telling people to go to court because of selling this and this? You know, I think it's necessary for the benefit of the people to see that some people are caring with other community.
And do you think there's a danger of the ANC becoming like ZANU-PF?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible because if they work like that, it could lead them.
Okay. I should just say your sister.
Mm.
Yeah, she was laughing. I think she probably. So, did you, in being sorry, just going to keep on this for just a little bit, and then we'll move to another thing. But on as your activity is as joining the DA and everything, what has that meant for you in terms of work? Have you worked with people in Vojvodina, or because I would imagine most of the DA members are not in Ramaluzi. Is that
no,
true?
No, we are here in Ramaluzi, but I only finished my matric last year.
Okay.
I haven't like.
Okay. And have you been to any meetings and those outside of this area? You know, like in Kronstadt or in the province or anything like that?
No, I didn't go to any meetings at all. Mm.
Okay. And you mentioned the fact that there were DA councillors in this area.
Mm.
Which where is that?
They are ruling this ward anyway, DA.
In this ward here?
Mm.
So they won the last elections?
They won the last elections.
Okay.
It's Councillor Devishaim, and other one is PR Makwele.
So there's two DA ward councillors here representing this area?
Yes.
Okay. And when you look at those councillors and the other councillors in the community, all the other ward councillors, do you think that they've performed well?
Yeah, I think they perform well because I've been in ANC before, and there are discrimination in ANC because last year on June 16 we went to Bloemfontein. Yeah, last year June 16 we went to Bloemfontein, but ANC councillors were also in the bus of youth. You know, it was a youth day then, but they started to encourage youth to useless things instead of encouraging them to go and listen the speeches. Then they start to tell them, no, the taverns are available in Bloemfontein. You can go and enjoy. Then at this time, you will departure from Bloemfontein to Fijian. You know, all those stuff. They don't encourage them to be involved in political things. You know,
as someone who was born like after 1976, what does Youth Day mean to you?
Youth Day to me means that youth were standing up fighting for their rights then, according to the explanation of other youth that I met before, that youth were fighting for their rights then we have to stand up and fight for our rights too, because we see that the ANC councillors start to isolate us here in Ward 25D, just saying this is the DA ward and you'll never benefit when municipality works and so on. Because if you are not a comrade of the ANC, you won't benefit anything. You see, then I started to see now I have to take another way. I don't have to stick at one point whereby I see there is nothing. But one thing that I've realized during those elections, when you make a move, they're paying attention on you. Because during the elections local elections.
It was 2005.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a demarcation, you know, then they didn't inform or consult us here in Ward 25 that the demarcation is going to affect you guys and you have to move and vote to another voting station. Then they let us vote for the councillor, which is not our councillor now. Then demarcation affected us, then DA ruled with the vote of the town in this section.
Okay.
Hence, our vote gone to another ward.
Hmm.
You see, then after I've made the move, then they start to pay attention or recognize that now our member is moving. Then let's pay attention to try to show him. But before, if I wasn't make a move, they should have not come to me and tell me about the demarcation. Then I made a move, they tell me about the demarcation. Then I've already took the decision that I'm moving. It's useless to be here without information.
Okay. Now, just getting back a little bit to you came in, then you finished matric last year, right?
Yeah.
So, you, What kinds of things did you start getting involved in Ramaluchi outside of the school?
I think it's only politique outside the school. It's politique. Or else I play soccer and cricket.
At the school or now outside, after you finished?
In and out of school.
In and out. So are there tell us about, are there teams around in Ramaluchi, like soccer teams?
No, unless I accumulate guys here at the location and say, let's go and play cricket, we don't have a formal team here. We only play cricket when we want to play cricket.
So it's just for having fun, getting together?
Yeah, just to be having fun.
Okay.
And soccer?
Yeah, soccer is almost every day.
All right, but you play like on the street or...?
Yeah, we play on the street, and on the weekends we play in the grounds because we're gymming every afternoon.
So you got a league?
No, we haven't registered the league. So we're still deciding to go and register for playing in the league. But I played before for the team that was in the league, then I started to panic that the ground is too far, I can't go there.
How far was it that you had to go?
Yeah, it's in that section of the location, then I didn't have time because we were going to school at 1 o'clock and we came out at 5, you know. Then you have to go to gym after school, then there was no time then.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your involvement with the youth here around the issue of the community radio station.
Yeah, it's like I mentioned that I like radio. Some of them are still asking me the questions about that, and I still tell them, no, you have to be a little bit patient. There are things that we are busy sorting them out, but it will come again. Then they were very, very impressed about the radio station, or rather community radio station that is coming. They were really, really impressed. They'd like to see it existing.
Okay, but tell us, how did the project get started?
At the start of the project, I was not informed, you know. I just caught it in the mail. Because there was a workshop then when I started to attend there. Then I think it was during the school holidays because I was doing grade 11 then.
Right.
Then I didn't get the chance to continue to go to the meetings as I was going to school.
Right, so there was a workshop about the community radio station.
Mm.
And what's happening with that project now?
Oh, of the radio station?
Mm.
up to so far, I informed those who were attending the project that now I'm in grade 12 now, I have to focus and start to study, then I won't be able to make it to come to the to the meetings of the radio stations.
Sure.
Okay. After you graduated last year from matric, so tell us a little bit about what you've... most of the times when people graduate with matric, they start looking for work. Tell us about your situation over the last year.
Situation of last year, I was very, very impressed to finish my matric because I intend to go and make acting. Then I went to Joburg anyway early this year and register with the agency. Maybe I will go to the auditions and so on. You know, I registered for acting and presenting. Yeah, I was keen to make either acting or presenting. The one that would have come first, I would have gone with it. Then I was very, very excited for last year to come and keen to see myself in TV and doing presenting or acting.
Okay. And when, I mean, you're at that age now where everything is in front of you. You know, you're looking and there's all sorts of possibilities. Mm. A lot of your friends, I'm sure, are the same way. How do you look at the place like Ramaluchi as a future for younger people?
There's no future here. This place is disadvantaged. There are a lot of things are not happening here. Even if the mayor is staying here, everything that happens here, it goes to Kronstadt, not Fusion Scrum. But even if they ask people to go, first priority is the people from that side. Right here, this side, they don't inform them with everything. Maybe like there's a mayoral cup, they invited Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs Legends to go and play. they don't even recognize them to go there. They just do their thing on their own.
And what about opportunities for young people in this area?
Oh, no opportunity. I can't mention the opportunities that are here. There's no opportunities here. I think the only opportunity that you can say you are lucky to work in the municipality.
That would be the. Have some of your friends managed to get what's happened with all those friends that you grew up with, and that moved here? What is their situation? Are they doing things? Have they moved away?
Yeah, my friends. One other friend of mine is working for the Defense Force, but I don't like working for the Defense Force. It's too tough there. Another one is working in the industrial side. Another one is working in Pick and Pay. So that's kind of like they are working, but they know that I'm choosy. I don't feel like working just for saying I'm working, no.
Mm.
Because if you say you're working, a lot of people will be looking at you that he's working. He must be earning something and he can do this and do this. So I don't like to say that I'm working and earning a peanuts, you know.
Sure. Mm. And earlier you were saying, you know, that you, you know, you're keen to do acting and radio presenting. Presenting. Have you ever thought about going and studying to further that ambition?
Yeah, I thought of going and study broadcasting, you know, but while I listened to radio, they said it's not all about qualifications. Only if you are talented, you can make it. Then I started to see that I don't think I can go and study that because I think I'm talented. I can make it.
And for you, making it, what would making it be? You said, you right at the beginning of when we talked, you said you really like to be a sports announcer.
Yeah.
Or is that changed now?
You can even come to me when I'm sleepy and say, here is the game, go and broadcast it. I can awake, just kick like that and go to make it. And just like that. There's nothing difficult for me when come to presenting generally. Nothing is difficult. Unless you say, come and read the news.
That would be a different thing.
Yeah,
huh?
That one, it would be a different thing.
Why would that be different?
You have to study the script. the director or the producer have to combine the videos, the tapes that they are going to play during the news, you know. That need focus, you know. But presenting, you have to read when you go to read news. You have to read and understand it. When you present it, people must see that this person understands what he's doing. And one thing for sure, you must do what you enjoy.
Sure.
Mm. Because you're going to enjoy it. What you like, you're going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. You are not going to doubt on doing it. You know.
I wanted to ask you, since you mentioned that now you're living here in this house with your mother, right? How have, in the last several years, how have your family made a living? In other words, income. What kind of income, and been able to support you in finishing school and everything?
Yeah, that was only my father working at the farm, but he was earning about 1,900. Yeah, that was too much, I think, for him, and he was able to maintain us. Yeah, even the surplus was there.
And your father is still working on the farm?
No, he was died 2005.
So he passed in 2005. Mm. So since that time, how have you gotten by, your family?
We lived with his package from the farm where he worked.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, my mother registered for the grants. Now she's the one who is maintaining the family with that money.
Is that a pension?
Mm.
The pension grant? The
pension grants.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, and just some last questions. These are looking maybe forward a bit,
mm.
and everything. When you look around, you've now lived here for many years, right?
Mm, mm.
Clearly, you want to move because you don't. You know, you're saying you want to move because of the things you want to do.
Mm, mm.
What do you see as the future for a place like Ramaluzi when you look at it now and your own experiences here? And what kinds of things do you think really need to happen in this community for younger people in particular like yourself to maybe be able to stay or want to stay?
I think things like community radio station to bring information. You know, if there is no information, you know, municipality must now start to focus, or the council itself must now start to focus on community and start to look out for the those who want to invest in it. You know, they must start to establish the project, the firms, you know, to create such a job opportunities, you know. Then there will be at least a future. Some of them will come with the thought of building the malls, then the job creation will come from that. You know, even if they don't do that, I've been here for a long time, but I don't see any difference. And that's why I decided to move, that here there is no future. Then I think for me, I want to see myself aiming something better than staying here.
And how would you, as a young person today, this is 2007, how would you define success for you? Not just for yourself, but for any young person. How would you think, in a country like South Africa, in a situation like this, when you say, I want to be a success?
South Africa is difficult itself, because they encourage people to start their own businesses. They encourage people to go to schools and learn. But after school, there's no job. They demand experience from what you studied. And when you start to do business, they want you the business plans to help you with the funds. Then success, I don't know what to say when it comes to success. I don't know what to say, even if to the future of other kids, I don't know what to say. I think if you go and study business management, you must now, you must know that you have a business when you make a business management, so that you can be easily manage your own business. But to go and manage other person's business is a difficult thing, because one thing for sure is experience. You've got qualification, but no experience, you see.
And have any of the youth programs, the youth initiatives that have been started at provincial, and like the Umsombovu Youth Fund and all of these things, have they come to Ramalotsi? Have you ever experienced them here?
They have never come to Ramalotsi. I have never seen them here.
Okay. Lastly, not absolutely lastly, a couple more things. Getting just quickly back to a political issue, right? I mean, you've very clearly explained your own political perspectives and other things. But when you look at the overall political situation since 1994, in the last 13 years, since democracy came, what would you think? What are you thinking that needs to happen on the political front for all these other kinds of things that you've been talking about to make to be realized?
One thing for sure, that they must now start to focus on the small towns like this one. I can say that they are rural areas according to them, but they only base to big towns like Johannesburg, Cape Town. When they only talk, they talked about that. But talking about Vision's Kroonstad, Kopis, you know, they are very, very small towns that they don't pay attention. Only what they say is that no service delivery is there, but don't come in to see whether it's really happening, service delivery or not. But if you say this, they only telling you that they are still coming. Only what they're doing is still coming, but no implementation. Talking, no implementation. Implementation is important. And the big mistake that happens to this government, they make their own decision, and then they want to consult people, you know. Then it's not gonna work in that way. For example, when I say they make their own decision and not make a consultation, what happens in Carltonville? They decided to make a demarcation. They don't know whether that will suit the resident of Carltonville or not. You know, then look after what happened. Then there were no school attending. They start to go and talk to them, and those things happen there, you see. And even in Dennisville, they killed one other chief whip counsel of the ANC. You see, those things, there's no consultation there. If there was consultation, everything would have happened smoothly.
There's been a lot of, I'm sure you, being someone who pays attention to the radio and the news, you've been hearing in the last year or 2 years, there have been a lot of these protests around the country, around service delivery, everything. Do you think, it seems like Ramalotsi has been pretty quiet in that front.
Ramalotsi is a little bit quiet, but it was nearly happening that. Because according to the project that has been happening here, they were not consulting people from this side or PAMI. As I mentioned before, that they regarded as a DA and they decided to isolate it. Then we had meetings, you know, but there we were not political. We went there as a community representation. We started to talk to them to show them that the project have been taking place in the location. Now you start to send, or when the this sewage installation here in this section, you start to send your comrades to come to work here. Hence, people of this ward have never been benefited from any project from the location. Now is their chance to, or rather they attend to benefit now. Then they start to send their fellow comrades. Then we stop that and we ask them to work fair. Then we said we've got 8 wards here in Fijo's Crown in general. Then you have to divide how many people from each ward should come here. If that not happen, we stop the project and you will hear from what we say. And it happens the way we want.
Okay. So there's been certain successes in getting things changed.
Yeah, we've got things changed. We even chat, or rather talk to the mayor, that every project that takes place, you must consult with us or inform us so that we can send our people to go to work there.
Okay.
Then she did the very same way.
Okay. Two last things. If you're entering a time of, like I said, the time of your life, I remember when it's very exciting. Things are, you know, there's lots of things possible. What do you think is possible, both for yourself, as well as maybe for those of your friends and your family over the next, let's say, 5 years or so?
It's possible for me to become a DA counselor.
DA counselor, okay.
Or go and be a youth chairperson or something for the youth. Yeah, it's possible for me because I saw that I worked a lot and I've got a lot of votes. Maybe if they say I can stand for the elections, I think I've got a lot of votes and I can win the votes and I can show them what do I mean by service delivery. Then, and my friends are also working, then the competition is going to be tough. Then we have to show them now we are working.
Okay. And the last thing is, we ask everyone we interview, if you have anything that you want to say. We might have asked a lot of questions, but maybe we didn't cover things. Maybe there are certain things that you would like to say and have the opportunity to say now.
No. In school, you didn't ask me what subject did I study. I studied commercial subjects, which is economics, accounting, and business economics. And 3 languages, Sesotho, English, and Afrikaans. Yeah, I attended school in Thabang Secondary School, as I completed last year. Yeah, my role model is Tepo Maseko. He plays Parsons in Isidingo.
Okay. Ah, okay.
Yeah, he's my role model. And my favorite radio station is that Motsweding FM, but I used to listen to 5 FM with Fresh Drive. I like the show because I like Fresh, yeah. And I want to be in the world of media, SABC. This is where I want to be, or work at the Department of Correctional Services. I like the department very well.
Okay, can I ask you, just following on that, why Department of Correctional Services?
I like the uniform anyway. It's nice, I like it. You know, I like their cars. I used to see their cars coming around here. I like them, you know.
Sure.
I like the Department of Corrections.
I'm sure whatever you do, you're going to do well.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it.
Yeah, no, okay. That's it. Thanks.
All right.